Yeah, I originally arrived in the Ord in late 72, early 73. Lived here for a few years, but came to this farm here in 86. The valley was almost defunct. There was very little being farmed, and I've grown up with the ongoing growth of the Ord.
With his red braces and big hat, a Californian drawl and an easy laugh, Raymond Spike Desert III became a standout character in the Kimberley.
You talk about huge characters and, Spike was bigger than that.
Farmer and Shire President David Menzel, Chamber of Commerce President Jill Williams says he's legendary.
He's always been a bit of a legend in the Ord Valley, so whether you knew Spike, you already always knew of him.
The Desert family developed the Packsaddle Plains area near Kununurra, growing seed and later diversifying into a range of crops, from onions to pumpkins.
The biggest change is going from many smaller farms to getting fewer large farming operations. At one time, I think there was probably 20 banana growers. There was 40 or 50 farmers in the valley. And over time, they have sold out and the bigger companies have bought them up.
A founding member of the Ord Irrigation Co-op, Spike was an inveterate researcher on crops, travelling to places like Japan to visit seed farmers or Colombia to coca plantations.
His breadth of knowledge and his level of detail, you know, the number of crops, I would hate to think, and someone will find out and work it out, but, you know, he'd have hundreds of crops that he's grown. We all think we've grown, you know, maybe one or two dozen crops, and that's pretty special. But, you know, his intimate knowledge, you would read a reference book and then you'd go to Spike to fill in the gaps in the reference books because he just had that sort of knowledge.
Farmer David Menzel. He was always keen to try new methods of farming or downstream processing, going as far to import a mill from Colombia for his distillery.
Sugar mills shut down, but they still had a few years' supply of molasses. And we are switching to our own cane, which we started growing a couple years ago, and we're building our own miniature sugarcane mill. Went and visited Colombia a couple years ago, and up in the northwest part of Colombia, and there's all these little bitty sugar mills up there. So I went and visited them, learned a lot, and bought one of their mills home.
It was a quarantine nightmare, wasn't it? You know, bringing a sugar mill from Colombia.
Yeah, not only the bringing a sugar mill from Colombia, bringing anything from Colombia.
It sounds dodgy.
Yeah, especially a box, and you say there's a sugar mill in it. Customs in this country kind of looked at it very funny-wise.
Or trialling a new method of irrigation at odds with the traditional way of watering.
At this point, no. It's a pain to do all these sprinklers when you have very simple furrow irrigation. I'll tell you something. It's not fun coming out at night at 2 in the morning and changing sprinklers.
Spike Desert was passionate about the Ord's prosperity and expansion and the red tape that seemed to hold it back.
Oh, I'm very optimistic because there's only so much water and so much dirt and so much grass, and the world is growing. And so the cattle industry here in the north is going to grow. They're going to need more fodder and protein. That means the Ord Valley will grow more and it'll just start feeding, you know. Actually, if the North had 1 million people or 2 million people in it, we'd be very diversified. But right now, there's not enough people here to buy stuff, so we have to send everything overseas or to Sydney or Perth and pay all this freight down. If we got populated, then the people would be here and the whole economy would work much better.
It was the Hoochery and Spike's award-winning rum that created the biggest tourism draw.
Ours is a very definitely 100% corn, and you can almost taste the field.
Spike actually started out distilling whiskey before going into rum.
Oh, basically it was an idea that the government keeps telling you to diversify. At the time we grew good corn. About the same time I thought it'd be a great idea to have a cellar door winery, except we don't grow grapes. So then we switched our brain to having a cellar door distillery.
You say you started it up because you were growing corn, but I thought rum was all about sugar.
Well, it is, but at the time there was no sugar in the Ord. And I actually started my license on making whiskey out of corn, but about the second year they decided to start talking about making a sugar mill here, so we switched. A lot easier making rum than whiskey.
Right. Why is that?
The molasses or sugar juice is already a liquid, where corn is a grain, and you have a lot more work to get it into a alcoholic form.
He was laid back about the accolades that were heaped upon the Hoochery, even when the fashionable two Michelin-starred Noma restaurant in Copenhagen started serving dishes with his rum.
I am not a real connoisseur of fine foods, and we mainly drink our rum here with fish and chips and burgers and steak. But if they feel it was the best, I'm really happy that, because it does give us more accreditation as to what our rum really is. It's a good rum.
Jill Williams.
Spike's achievements have certainly put the Ord Valley on the map, and we'll all always be very, very thankful to him for that.
Alongside wife Kay and four children, Spike was also well known for his contribution to the Kununurra community. A member of Rotary, various clubs, the SES, and a twice elected Shire Councillor from 1997 to 2001 and again 2011 to 2015.
His experience and just his mentoring of other farmers will be sadly missed in the valley, I think.
When asked in 2016 why he stayed in the Ord for 40 years, he had this to say.
Probably too old to move. My kids are here. We've built it up. It's a good life. It's a very challenging place to live and farm. That was why I moved back here the third time. The challenge of here is always with our extreme hot and cold. We're very reliable weather, though. It will rain and it will be dry. That's the only two things you can count on.